Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for this time we share together. With the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message I've been ministering on all week, Seek Divine Pleasure. And for the most part, we were talking about what are those things recorded in Scripture that will bring pleasure to the heart of God. And we focused on that, but today we want to look, although we touched on it yesterday as well, that if we will seek to do that, if we seek the kingdom of God first, all these other things will be added to us. And that's not just speaking or referencing material things. We will be satisfied and fulfilled in a way we have never experienced. The more and more we are able to enter into those things that will really please God's heart. One of the greatest ones is submitting and surrendering our will to His and being conformed to the image of Jesus. Just as the broadcast was closing yesterday, and I've been in a teaching format all week, and I haven't had to make any comments. It's just all Scripture. Psalm 111 and 2, we take pleasure in the works of God. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Why? Because they understand the secret. They know that God has rich treasures. Secrets of darkness, treasures of darkness are hid in Him, praise God. And we just have to really understand and grasp, but that's what I want, if you have nothing else gained this week, and that is that God is committed to bring you into a place of perfect satisfaction and self-fulfillment. Self in terms of how He created you, not by what you're going to do by your own efforts, by self-help books and things like that. He, beloved, has given us richly all things to enjoy. And I'm just going to be, I've got a bunch of scriptures I want to just read and share with you. Remember in Psalm 37 and 4, what does that say? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. All right, let me share these scriptures just to underline the fact that if we put God first, I'm thinking of an old song Sister Hetty Jones used to sing, a wonderful sister. She said, you can't beat God-given no matter how hard you try. And that's the truth. Psalm 103, 2 and 5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Oh, beloved, I'm going to pause. If He did nothing else but that, how wonderful is that? He goes on, the psalmist does, who healeth all thy diseases. Amen. There's not one single sickness that Jesus' stripes has not paid for. He goes on, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Praise God. But then He doesn't stop there. We've been called as children of the King, and we have been given garments of salvation, garments, robes of righteousness. He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. And then, beloved, this refers to spiritually and physically and circumstantially, He feeds us with the finest of wheat, amen, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle, praise God. Those of us up in years, hey, you don't have to be, you know, just sitting in your rocking chair. The infirmities of age, I believe, are subject to the miracle-working power of God. Yes, we have to take care of our temple to do what we are able to do as far as doing what we can to maintain good health, being active, studying the Word of God. But I believe one of the greatest signs to this generation are going to be the older folks who aren't just, you know, sitting confined and twiddling their fingers, wondering what they can do. But they are going to be active in serving the Lord. And even for those who cannot have that physical ability, they may not even be able to get out of the house, but they can be some of the greatest, most powerful prayer warriors and intercessors that the world has ever known. We won't know until we're with Jesus. Then we're going to see the real heroes arise, not the big names, not those that we think, oh, what a wonderful work they're doing. Praise God, praise God, and praise God for everyone who's preaching this, the whole Word of God. But there are many, the unknown ones, that God is going to exalt. The humble shall be exalted. Amen. Moving on quickly, Job 36:11. This is Elihu speaking of the righteous. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Psalm 36:8 says, they shall be abundantly satisfied. Oh, listen to that, saints. Abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Does it get better than that? Oh, beloved, I don't know about you, but I'm getting hungry and I'm getting thirsty. Praise God. And Psalm 16:6-11, the lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Isn't that precious? Isn't that sweet? Literally, that means the boundary lines that are set are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Living Bible says, he sees that I am given pleasant brooks and meadows as my share. What does that remind you of? Psalm 23, right? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He causes me to just rest beside still waters. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Amen. Even though we go through valley experiences, the most grim would be the valley of the shadow of death, we will not fear any evil, for he's with us. Hallelujah. His rod, his staff, his what? His word comforts us. His divine discipline when necessary. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thou wilt shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The Living Bible says, you've let me experience the joys of life and the exquisite pleasure of your own eternal presence. Beloved, if nothing else should delight and thrill our heart, is that God has our best interest at heart, and he knows what's going to please us. We can just give up our own strivings, our own efforts, to seek the things that we think are going to give us pleasure, relationships, things, possessions, substances. It's in none of those. It's in loving and serving he who sits upon the throne, who is worthy of all glory and praise. Well, beloved, as I was preparing for the broadcast, I put my hands on a book I haven't looked at in years, and there's something that's so appropriate that will fit just what we have been looking at. And so I want to share it with you. Remember Psalm 37:4, delight thyself in the Lord, he'll give us the desires of thine heart. And then in John 15:11, Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Praise God. And so let me share with you this beautiful word. It's from the Father's heart, a lovely message given by Charles Slagle. And let's take this personal. It's the Lord speaking to you, beloved. Somber one. Whether a thing is pleasurable or not has nothing to do with its being right or wrong. Actually, though some will never believe it, my will is found in the fun and enjoyable things more often than not. Are you surprised? Come now, whoever drummed up the silly notion I was against pleasure? Nonsense. Who do you think began the dance of the constellations? Were not the world sung into being amidst angelic shouts of joy? Of course, we both know many things do offer short-lived kinds of joy, but such joys are deceptive and cruel, for they promise happiness while they actually produce death. These, but only these, are the pleasures I would withhold from you, little one. Now, shall I tell you the way to real pleasure? I call it the way of surrender. It is a straight and narrow path, but it does lead to pleasure. Hearty, robust, pure pleasure. Is this not what you seek? Then surrender your desires, each one of them, to me. Yes, child, yield every desire to my spirit, and you will find you are filled with a joy eclipsing all else. Then, having surrendered to my spirit, do as you wish, and you may as well be prepared. Many surprises await you. The way I see it, your problem has been the lack of pleasure, real pleasure, that is. So you think I am stodgy, somber, old-fashioned? Ha! Follow me, and you will see. I remain everlastingly young and the Ancient of Days, signed your dad. Isn't that delightful? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, remember that what I share with you at the very beginning of this week, Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. And beloved, that includes you, you and me. We are His delight. And so, if you need the Lord's help in understanding in greater and greater ways the things that God has opened to us this week, that we can actually find joy in serving Him, that we can have new dimensions of experience in the Lord, then I invite you to write. I'm praying these very truths for your life as well as mine. I love you. Thank you for joining me this week. I love you, and I look forward to hearing from you. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, when we gather again, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.